This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener members, and by WOW Children's Museum. More information can be found at wowchildrensmuseum.org.
And it is 7 o'clock. You're listening to Highway 322 here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and online at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Please stay tuned for Highway 322. And good evening, this very beautiful evening here in the Boulder studio. This is Elena with you for an hour on Highway 322. And tonight, given the moment that we're in, I've chosen a lot of music from the civil rights movement, music from black musicians. And before the murder of George Floyd, I had set up and the plans to do an interview with amazing musician Reggie Harris. And we'll be hearing from his solo CD as well as his CD with Greg Greenway. And that interview will be on a little bit later in the program, maybe in about 10, 15 minutes or so. But we're going to start now with some music from Odetta.
Oh, freedom. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave. Go home to my Lord and be free. No more mourning, no more mourning, no mourning over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave. Go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom.
No! shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. Union is behind us. We shall not be moved. The union is behind us. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. Fighting for our freedom. We shall not be like a tree that's planted by the wall. We shall not be moved. Fighting for our children. We shall not be moved. We're fighting for children. We shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be
something about how you came to make up that song. And you know the Scottsboro Boys, don't you? Haven't you met them? Tell who they were and what their case was and how you met them.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'll tell you all about the Scottsboro Boys, because we had a sale once. When the Scottsboro Boys got out and down that hard world, that Alabama's a hard world down there. And the Scottsboro Boys had a long time, 6 years that time, them four boys what got out. And I met them, and the boys had such a hard time, and I've been through down in that hard world, but I didn't stay long. And when I saw the Scottsboro Boys, I shook their hand again and thinking about and hear what I said about the Scottsboro Boys, because I know they had a hard time. And here the advice I give Joe Louis, and this is the advice I give to all the Harlem colored people, and what I mean all the good colored people. Go ahead and beat it out. Alabama, and you better watch out. The landlord gets you gonna jump and shout. Scottsboro boys, they can tell you what it's all about. Call them landlords if they get you, boy, they gonna hang you. Go to Alabama, and you better watch out. The landlord gets you gonna jump and shout. Scottsboro boys, tell you what it's all about. I'm gonna talk to a jeweler. Accent till this ain't just me. Don't you never try to make nobody in Alabama ring. Alabama, and you better watch out. The landlord to get you gonna jump and shout. Scottsboro boys, tell what it's all about. Woody Alabama, and you better watch out. The landlord to get you gonna jump and shout. Scottsboro boys, tell what it's all about. I'm gonna tell all the colored people, they've been on sugar hill. Don't you never go to Alabama to try to live. I'm gonna tell all the colored people, even in Harlem swing. Don't you never go to Alabama to try to sing. Alabama, and you better watch out. That's all the kids are gonna jump and shout.
Beauty, what did the Scottsboro boys do anyway to get in all this trouble?
call him up from my home when I need my brother. I cry, brother, when I need my sister. Hey, sister, hey, father, father, hey, mother. I've been
Hi, this is Paul Epstein, owner of Twist and Shout Records in Denver. I've personally listened to and appeared on air on KGNU for over 30 years. My store, Twist and Shout, has also supported KGNU for decades. As an individual and a business owner, I believe KGNU is a cornerstone of our community. It's news, opinion, culture, and of course, music.
I'll let you know what we heard, and then we will get right to the interview with amazing musician Reggie Harris. We started out that set with Odetta doing a spiritual trilogy, is the title of several, including several songs, and that was from her recording, The Tradition Matters. And I remember seeing her once at the Arvada Center, and she was just extraordinary as a singer, as a person, and just amazing concert. After that, we heard from the equally amazing Mavis Staples, and We Shall Not Be Moved from We'll Never Turn Back. And after that, we heard from the one and only Leadbelly, Hootie Leadbetter, and that was from a Library of Congress recording, Leadbelly Let It Shine, and doing his song, The Scottsboro Boys, and finished out with Richie Havens. And let you know that, let me pull up this interview. I want to thank music director Indra Raj for help with getting this transferred from Zoom to you. So now here you can hear Reggie Harris in his own words.
Reggie Harris is a performer, a lecturer, a cultural ambassador for over 40 years, combining spirituals and roots music, historic inspiration, and original songs. Just an amazing breadth. So I don't know if start to different genres that you work with and how you put them all together.
Well, you know, it's been a remarkable journey, this thing called music. I have so many influences, as a lot of musicians do, but growing up in Philadelphia, it was just in my church, I was already singing, spirituals, I was singing gospel, I was singing classical music. So over the course of years between choirs and high school and then my life as a musician, I think there's probably not a genre of music that is indigenous to the United States that doesn't inform me in some way. Most of my stuff really comes out of a folk acoustic music background with a whole lot of rock and gospel and R&B kind of mixed into an acoustic frame. But my musical aptitude is also really well informed by jazz and classical. So in any given song, you can hear flavors of a lot of different things.
You've been known as the ambassador of songs of joy, hope, and freedom. And you talk about what could be called, topical music and music that helps to move people, especially on issues of justice, freedom, anti-racism. Now more than ever, your music is really needed. Your leadership and what you do is so needed. And yet here we are not being able to gather and not being able to travel. So can you talk a little bit about some of the things you've been doing?
Well, you know, I had a very busy start of this year. As a matter of fact, for the last 3-4 years, I've pretty much been on the road nonstop. So I had my last performance date on stage at a school for the deaf in Buffalo, New York, on March the 8th. And I went home. And of course, this whole COVID-19 pandemic was hitting. And so for the next 2 weeks or so, I kind of powered down. And I've been slowly emerging, although the slowly is kind of a misnomer. Like a lot of musicians, I had to sort of get my technology together and sort of ramp up. And then I started offering online concerts. I've been on Facebook Live. I've been on Zoom. I've been on Crowdcast for the last week for the first time, YouTube. But I've been trying to do it with some idea of a theme, you know, because that's kind of how I work. I didn't want to just sort of launch out there and just start, you know, I need to do concerts. And I wanted to take the temperature of what was going on in the country and in the world and try to approach whatever I did with some sense of connecting to what people were calling for. It wasn't a radical shift because over the last few years, you know, as our nation has been coming apart and the tensions and the racism and hatred has been growing, a lot of what I've been doing is speaking to that, either in my solo shows or in my shows in schools. You know, I do shows on the Underground Railroad talking about, you know, music that made a difference in people's lives, either as inspiration or for people who were trying to escape from slavery, which went right into the civil rights movement with people, you know, building community and shaping their activity around gaining civil rights, voting rights, housing, you know, access. And then, of course, the work that I do in faith communities and songs of hope and freedom. So I guess in a sense, once I sort of got my bearings and heard a lot of what people were feeling, it became kind of easy to begin to speak to that and to do concerts or little short pop-ins. That kind of, and then I started writing. That was the other thing. Fairly early on in this whole time period of the last 10 weeks, I've had a lot of time for creativity. So I've written about 5 songs, and I've arranged about 20 others. And then I also have been working on a writing project that has caused me to think a lot about what I do and why I do it, and to recall stories that tie me back into, you know, the reason that many of us do music, which is to not only express what we're thinking, but also to make connections with other people and to speak to those principles, those values that we think need to be accentuated in the world. So, you know, I thought there was going to be all this time to kind of just do whatever it was I wanted. Suddenly I find that pretty much every week has been taken up with new projects that kind of get launched. So I already have enough songs for a new CD whenever I get the chance to record that. But that's kind of on the back burner with, you know, just really producing music over the internet and in any way that I can that speaks to people's hearts. And now, of course, with all this explosion around the death of, you know, George Floyd and the other incidents that have happened, to really celebrate this opportunity for change and to do songs that encourage people to move through their fear and to embrace this uncertain time that we're in. So it's been a really exciting time.
And I just recently I've seen you in a concert celebrating Phil Oakes. There was the documentary on Pete Seeger, who was a dear friend of yours. I just saw you with Emma's Revolution with Pat and Sandy. And I'm wondering, who are some of the musicians who you are feeling other musicians that have something to contribute to this moment that we're in as far as their music? And because I'm always looking for those inspiring musicians as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom Passato Rao is one and he's presently even going through a cancer treatment. But he's one whose music always really speaks to me. And he would have been part of the Phil Oakes Song Night if he wasn't in his present medical protocol. But he's one. Greg Greenway, of course, who I've had a 30 plus year friendship with, and we do a show called Deeper Than the Skin.
And we'll play some of those songs on the show.
You know, that show has just been exploding over the last 4 years. And, you know, people just ready and willing in a cautious way to talk about race, to talk about prejudice. And our show came out of our friendship and the fact that we're born 3 days apart.
Wow.
He white from Richmond, Virginia, me black from upstate New York. But actually I was born in Philadelphia and my DNA actually started in Virginia, and Greg actually lives 20 minutes from the plantation where my family was in slavery.
And I feel like we could talk for another hour, but the whole show is an hour. I want to make sure to play some music, but maybe you could talk a little bit about your song Hickory Hill, about that.
Well, actually that's, yeah. About in 2012, through a series of incidents and accidents and wonderful occurrences, I actually got to meet one of the members of the family, the Wickham family, that had my family in slavery. Not only did they have us in slavery, but Williams Carter Wickham, whose statue just got pulled down the other night in Richmond, by the way. He was a slave owner, and he owned 257 slaves, and he had 6 children by one of those slaves, and that's where my family comes from. So I got to meet one of the descendants of Williams Carter Wickham, and Lisa Wickham and I took a walk on the plantation grounds, and it was a remarkable day. Took me 10 minutes to get out of the car. And then we walked for an hour on that ground as she talked about the various places that she remembered in her childhood. And we ended up standing on the porch of the house where Williams Carter Wickham and his wife Mary lived with all these slaves around. And as a result of that day, I wrote Hickory Hill.
Well, Reggie, thank you so much. I think we're going to have to bring you back for another show. But remind people where they can tune in to hear your presentations, your concerts, your talks, anything that you're doing.
Well, you can find me always at reggieharrismusic.com. I'm also on YouTube. I'm on Twitter. I'm not hard to find. I'm on Facebook all the time, posting lots of things, some making people happy and inspired, and other things that, as they say, discomfort the comfortable. So, and thanks so much for having me. This has been fun.
And thanks to Indra Raj for helping with the technical aspects of that. And thanks to Reggie for his time. We're going to hear now his song Hickory Hill, and then we'll hear from the collaboration that he mentioned called Deeper Than Skin with Greg Greenway. This is Reggie Harris.
Fields to the horizon, the ghosts of autumn catch the wind. Memories of those saints and sinners gather round to haunt us once again. Now we are finally here together, standing silent face to face. Secret family undercover, born of shame, saved by hope and grace. Hickory Hill, we're on hallowed ground, walking side by side, wondering what we found. Hearts break open wide across the great divide. I can see the questions in your eyes now that we are home again. celebrate the grand illusion. And they write it up for all to see. But in that mystery of confusion, there lies a truth that might one day set us free. So now our stories come together across these fields of broken dreams. And the blood that binds us all together is indeed much thicker than it seems. Oh, Hickory Hill, we're on hallowed ground, walking side by side, wondering what we found. Hearts break open wide across the great divide. Can you see the questions in my eyes now that we are home again? We are home again. Oh, 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 oh. Hickory Hill, we're on solid ground, standing side by side, wondering what we found. Hearts break open wide across the great divide. Can you hear the demons as they die now that we are home again?
Round here. sit alone together. Each from a different world. Suspicious of each other. Position flags unfurled. So much lies broken between us. Lines of connection down. Standing in ruins of pain and mistrust. Searching for common ground. So we stumble through our points of view. Logic falls apart. In that moment of confusion, we see a place to start. Through the windows of silence and wonder, where do we go from here? Frustration dragging us under, no resolution clear. We feel the anger, this desperation to turn this world around. Faces a mirror, searching for common ground. So we lower our defenses, watch them fall apart. In that moment of confusion, a place to start. Through the windows of the heart.
Support comes from The Westword, Denver's independent source of local news and culture. More information at westword.com.
Thank you. Leave us who love you and all you hold dear. mistress, oh mistress, I will go. Leave this house and all I know. Mistress, oh mistress, I will leave here. With what family I got left, they're all I hold dear. If they find that trunk of gold by my side, Julie, oh Julie, you tell them men that that trunk of gold is yours, my friend. Mistress, oh mistress, I won't lie. If they find that trunk of gold by your side, mistress, oh mistress, that trunk of gold is what you got when my children you sold. Mistress, oh mistress, don't you cry. The price of staying here is too high. Mistress, oh mistress, I wish you well, but in leaving here, I'm leaving here.
my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters, restores my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters, restores my soul.
Just going to pot down Sweet Honey in the Rock to let you know what we heard. We heard from Reggie Harris, Hickory Hill, from his recording, Ready to Go. And then after that, two pieces from Reggie Harris and Greg Greenway. And that recording is called Deeper Than Skin. We heard We Need More Light and Windows of the Heart. After that, we heard from the wonderful Our Native Daughters, and from a recording of that name, we heard Black Myself, and that was Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCalla, and Allison Russell. And after that, we heard from Rhiannon Giddens herself, amazing singer, songwriter, banjo player, violinist, just incredible national treasure, her song, Julie, from the recording Freedom Highway. And after that, we heard from Toshi Reagan, Doing Justice, and Toshi Reagan, the daughter of Bernice Johnson Reagan, the founder of Sweet Honey in the Rock, and named for Toshi Seeger. And now listening to Sweet Honey, A Prayer for the World, song 23. It's about a minute left to go, and then you can stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Oh, be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures.
Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
The time is 8:01. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, we're going to be looking at one of the alternate definitions of the word rag. I mean, when you look it up in the dictionary, one of the definitions is a piece of syncopated music for the piano. Another definition might be a dance. But one of them is a piece of cloth, perhaps a scrap of cloth or something like that. And there were a number of rags written over the years that made reference to the actual pieces of cloth rather than types of music. So I thought we'd bundle them up tonight and go through a few of them. So we'll start off with a piece by Scott Joplin written in 1899 called Original Rags. And the cover of this, which would be considered racist now, but at the time was not, shows an elderly black gentleman in patched clothing picking up pieces of cloth off the ground. So here's Original Rags by Scott Joplin, and here is Scott Kirby.